All right, there we go. A love story playing back and forth through time. You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Very cool. Actually, what I thought was going to happen was like he was going to go back in time and she was going to go forward and they would like cross, but I think I'm stuck in the Twilight Zone. So how did people time travel? What was the device? Was it like a phone booth or something?
Have you ever seen Danny Phantom?
No.
Okay, his parents create this machine that turned him into a ghost type thing. That's what we had envisioned, and if this is like a visual project, it probably would have looked something similar to that. It wasn't necessarily like a phone booth. It was kind of like a, it's like a machine. It's kind of hard to
That's like a
explain
circle, and then you
type thing.
have like waves.
If you've seen Danny Phantom, it's similar to that.
Okay, I'll put it down on my list to see.
Yeah, we'll get something for you. We'll get you a link.
So how did you guys, I mean, did the story easily develop for you? How long did it take to sort of come together with the idea for this?
I think I'm gonna have to credit Jasmine
I
with
came,
that.
yeah, I came up with the idea just because, I feel like I watched like a sh I didn't even watch a show, but this is if I made a show, this would be it. Because I was thinking like the guy normally like thinks more ahead in the future while the girl's like stuck in the past. So I was like, oh look, they can go into like separate places, but like love always conquers all, and they're like get back to love.
I do like how it was the girl who invented the machine, though, because she was smarter, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
And like it seems like they were not really treated too suspiciously, you know, although as time travelers, they probably showed up in the wrong clothes and sort of thing like that.
Well, yeah, well, that's why Kristen ended up changing into different clothes. And in the future, they're used to people time traveling, so it wasn't a weird thing or an odd thing for them. Whereas more in the past, I think Marty just went with it. He also wasn't the smartest bulb, but you know.
Do you think it's plausible that like people like that would be so like differentiated on the how they want what they want to do that they would actually choose to time travel in different directions? Like I know that you had to have that for the whole premise of the show.
I definitely think that if you're passionate enough about something that you would. I guess the entire idea or everything really just them separating is what really brought it together. And that's the drama aspect of it. In actuality, I mean, if I was going somewhere with my boyfriend, I think I'd have to travel with him. I don't think I could take that risk of going by myself. That's a little scary.
So if you time traveled, you'd prefer to go with someone else, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Could be tricky. I don't know how those, I still don't know how those machines work. Like maybe there's only room for one. That could be interesting.
Yeah, it's gonna be the sequel,
Yeah.
definitely. Because we
So
left you
it
on a cliffhanger there. I mean, you don't know. Did they decide to go into the past or the future? You don't really know where they decide to go.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was going to ask you guys about. Do they stay in the past? Do they have even the ability? Because when they went into the future, you said there was time travel available. There was Kristen Enterprises. But in the past, I mean, they might be stuck there, right?
Yeah, well, that's where the mystery also comes in. Are they gonna have to rebuild this machine? Are they gonna be able to? Or does their like the fact that they have so much knowledge on advanced technology, are they gonna be able to just take over the entire past because they know everything that's gonna happen?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, what do you have to say about the part about creating the show, all the aspects that went into it? Did you guys work together on the audio and the recording?
Yeah, we worked together. Like we were like in the same room recording like back and forth. Like first we had to like write a whole script down and we like separated that between among us. Like I went into the future and Michaela went into the past. And then we just like recorded it from there.
Did
Yeah,
you?
it was a hand in hand sort of thing.
Did you have to flip a coin as to, you know, who would be the guy's voice?
Okay. This was a funny story, but like I love making like different voices, and Michaela's kind of shy about it. So I was like, okay, I'll just be the guy's voice. And then we like changed it. We used an Audacity, and it kind of got a little deeper than we thought. But I thought it came out fine in the end.
And
So
who did Marty's voice?
I did.
Okay.
I did a lot of the voices.
Yeah, I wasn't much more shyer than Jasmine. But she was okay with taking up that task.
Right. And so did you think this was hard to do, time consuming, fun? And don't say, because I'm your teacher.
It definitely makes you much more confident because you're putting yourself out there. But I'd say it was fun. It was definitely a good experience. It was an interesting experience. Given the opportunity in another class to do an audio project, I think I'd definitely be able to know how to do it. So it was fun for me overall. It was time consuming, yeah, but it was a radio show, so we were expecting that.
Do you think you can see, like, using audio skills in some other work that you might be doing?
Sorry, can you repeat it? It broke up a little bit.
Can you see, like, using the skills of being able to record and edit audio and add sound effects as something you might use going forward?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, yes. I love music, and, like, I'll be remixing a whole bunch of things after this class. I'll be remixing and putting it together.
That's cool. Well, you're going to get plenty of chance to remix in about, when we get to the remix section, about 2 weeks. You'll get to do remixes and mashups and go really crazy with it.
I'm excited.
Very cool. So anything else you want to share about the show? You leave it open-ended as to what happens to the lovers in the past?
Oh, you'll have to wait for the sequel. That's definitely, you'll have to wait for that. We're not giving away any hints.
All right. That's the way it should go. Build suspense. Thank you both, Michaela and Jasmine, for tuning in and doing a great show. And yeah, I never really thought about the aspects of love playing out across time. But as someone said on Twitter, it's been done as a couple different movies. But there's always room for more love story time travel, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So I'm going to hang up on you guys. Thanks for tuning in, for both of you, for showing up, and I hope you stick around and listen to the other shows. If not, they'll be able to listen to later in the week. I'll post everything in a day or two so you can listen to all the archives.
All right, thanks.
Good night, Jasmine. Good night, Michaela.
All right,
DS106 Radio, that is show number 3. That was Blast Into the Past, Something Into the Future. So next up, coming, let me check my schedule here. We got about 15 minutes now to the next show, which is Serial Dater, which I know what the premise is, and it's going to be interesting. And then again, we have, that's the Fab Five group coming up at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time, and 11 p.m. the last show, we have the dot-comer. So hope you stick around. It looks like we definitely have broken the listening record. I see Grant's been sharing the stats and the map, 32 listeners, which is quite awesome, which I wanted to see. Now I want to see it go to 40. I'm like the Jerry Lewis telethon here. It's just good to see a lot of people tuning into the students and hopefully giving them some feedback onto the radio show. And it's great to see the other students in the class tune in to listen. Again, I have not even listened to the shows. The files came in as they should on Saturday night, and I just verified that they were all audio files and worked, but I'm listening to them for the first time myself, so it's pretty exciting to do that. So I'm going to flip this over, take a break, refill my coffee, and play a little bit of music in the background on DS106 Radio. You're tuned into the UMW student radio shows. Two more. Stick around for them all. Show your love by listening and tweeting out.